Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to preach here today. It's a pleasure and an honor to stand before you. And may the peace of the Lord be with you always, and may He lift you up with His mercy and love and grace. Let it be yours for today. In Jesus' name I ask, amen. Well, I want to talk to you today about identity theft.
今天我们证道的题目是身份盗窃之罪。
What is identity theft?
那什么叫身份盗窃呢?
It is when someone steals another person's personal information and uses it for economic gain.
身份盗窃就是别人把个人的资料以谋极利，特别在金钱方面的利益。
And this is usually done without a person's knowledge or permission.
通常这种偷窃是, 当事人不知道的。
Do you know there's another kind of identity theft, though?
但是你没有想到还有另外一种严重的身份盗窃呢?
It is a bondage that causes us to believe lies about ourselves.
那么这种特别的盗窃就是使到我们 被奴役，相信一些谎言。
It separates us from ourselves, from everyone around us, and from our Creator.
也令到我们跟我们周遭的人能够分裂，而且更重要的就是跟造物主有隔离。
You're probably asking yourself, Pastor Rob, what could do such a thing?
那你会问牧师啊，有人怎么会做这种的事情呢？
The answer is guilt.
答案就是很简单，就是一种罪疚的感。
And you may be saying to yourself, Pastor, that's not a problem in my life.
那么你会说，牧师啊，这种罪疚感，而且内疚感，对我来讲不是问题啊。
Well, I'm here to tell you that no matter who you are, you have felt the devastation and the consequences of guilt.
但是我告诉你，我们每个人 都会在这种罪疚的当中呢，能够落在一个陷阱里面。
Guilt is a form of bondage.
So, 其实这种的内疚感呢，是对我们来讲是一种奴役。
It is a sense of condemnation. It robs us of our joy, of our assurance, and of our confidence.
其实是一种良心的责备，剥夺我们的喜乐，我们的把握，还有我们的自信心。
This is not how God designed us.
那么这一种的良心的责备呢，并不是神设计在我们心中的目标。
Let's open our Bibles to John 8, verses 1 through 11, as we stand in reverence for the reading of His Word.
首先我们用恭敬虔诚的心读约翰福音第八章，我们从第一节读到第十一节。Please
stand. One moment. Probably can't read that. I can't either.
So, 如果你看不到的话，在周报上面我们印出来，请大家注意。
Okay. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn,
一些个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。
At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。The
teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来, 叫他站在当中。
And they said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
对，就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。
In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？
They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
And when they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, If any of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来，对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪呢？谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
And Jesus straightened up and asked her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在那里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin.
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
May God add his blessing to the reading of the
word. 愿神赐福给读他话语的人。
The story of Jesus and the adulterous woman is an example of true guilt.
那么这个耶稣跟妇人行淫的妇人的故事，是讲了一个真正的内疚感。请坐。
She stood before the scribes and Pharisees without any excuse.
但耶稣对他的对头说，你们因为他在文士法利赛人面前无言以对，也没有办法自辩。
But when Jesus challenged those without sin to throw the first stone, the accusers walked away.
但耶稣对他的对头说，如果没有罪的人可以先丢第一块石头，这些人一个一个慢慢的离去。
And then Jesus told her, I do not condemn you either.
那么耶稣就对妇人说，我也不定你的罪。
Go now and sin no more.
不要再犯罪。
This is how Jesus responds to sin.
这个就是我们的主耶稣怎么样对罪的回应。
He does not condemn us.
他不定我们的罪。
He wants to cleanse us and remove the guilt from us.
旨意就是要除去我们的罪，让我们在他的面前能够洁净。
But we must first understand where guilt comes from and how God uses it so we can spiritually benefit from this.
首先我们要知道这种罪疚感是从哪里来了，上帝又怎么样用这些内疚感让我们在灵命上面能够有学习有长进呢？
So what is guilt?
那么第一个问题就是什么叫罪疚感？
Guilt can be defined two ways.
那么罪疚感可以用两个方向来下定义。
The first is a feeling of having done something wrong or committing an offense.
那么第一个的定义就是一种内在的感觉，感觉到自己已经犯错了，已经冒犯了。
The second is a strong feeling of self-condemnation for having done something immoral, wrong, or sinful.
那第二种的定义就是一种自责感，责备的责，就是对错的、对不道德的、对罪恶的行为一种感受。
We must remember that not all feelings of guilt are real.
那么很重要的就是不是所有的罪疚感都是真实的。
Some are responses to sin.
有些是因为他对犯罪以后所引起的感受。
And others are just feelings of unworthiness. They're there for no reason.
有些罪疚感是没有理由的，只是心里觉得自己好像没有价值的样子。
So some guilt is good. Good guilt is the result of disobedience to God.
所以有些罪疚是好的，因为这个罪疚呢，是让我们知道我们已经违反了上帝的律例典章。
This is a painful emotion.
这个虽然是一个很痛苦的一个感觉。
Yes, and it is a gift from God that tells us when we have sinned and when we need to turn around and repent and go back to God.
但是这个是神给我们一个特别的恩典，让我们有一些感受，知道我们应该要回转，然后悔改。
Ignoring these feelings will result in severe consequences every time.
如果我们把这些感觉置之不理的话，后果是非常的严重。
God is looking out for us.
因为上帝还是顾念我们，看顾我们。
He wants to protect us.
他要保护我们。
From the hardship that follows disobedience and sin.
他要我们在犯罪以后那种罪恶的感觉呢，让在中其中的过程当中挽回我们。
Good guilt is always true.
这个好的罪疚感是真实的罪疚感。
And God wants us to experience it when we ignore His commandments.
当我们违反他的命令的时候，神就给我们这个透过罪疚感的痛苦经历。
It's when sin no longer bothers us.
但是如果这个罪恶不再影响我们的话。
When we are very dangerous ground.
那么在这种放任不理睬的光景之下，我们是站在一个非常危险的光景里面。
But then that's the way the world lives, yes?
但是你没有想到了，这个就是今天世代世人所处的光景。
They want to avoid acknowledging sin in their own life, and they reject God's word for themselves.
他们不承认自己有罪，更重要的，他们还抗拒神的话语。
It is a constant reminder that something is wrong in their life, and they ignore it.
其实这个罪疚感乃是一种不断的提醒他们，在他生命当中是有些不对的地方，但是他们却置之不理。
So we know what good guilt is. It's meant to point us back to God when we have sinned. But what is bad guilt?
所以我们知道好的罪疚感乃是神的目标，要我们回转、悔改、归向他。但是坏的罪疚感又怎么样呢？
Bad guilt is wrong thinking.
这种呢是一种错误的思想。
Not wrong actions.
我没有说这个是错误的行为。
Yes, let me repeat that again.
让我再重复一遍。
Bad guilt is wrong thinking, not bad actions.
这种错误的感觉呢，乃是一种错误的思想，不是一个错误的行为。
We can eventually believe that something is sin when it really isn't.
有时候我们会被误导，让我们知道觉得一些东西是罪，其实在圣经里面，这些东西不是罪。
And this may happen because of what we were taught, especially in our earlier years and experiences.
那为什么会这样子呢？有时候可能在我们小的时候被一些教导所影响。
We may be holding ourselves to a biblical standard that we believe is unacceptable, but in reality, it is not biblically based.
那么有时候我们以为一些行为，以为一些行动是圣经不容许的。其实如果你熟读圣经的话，圣经并没有这种的禁止，所以这种的感觉误导我们，使到我们有一种不安的感觉。
In other words, bad guilt comes from man and not from God.
所以我们可以这样子说，不好的罪疚感乃是源于人的思想。
God doesn't produce bad guilt in our life because it never brings people back to Him.
上帝不会把一些不正当的罪疚感放在我们心里，因为这种不对的，就 罪疚感呢，不会使我们悔改，不会把我们带到神的面前。
If we hold on to bad guilt, it can devastate us spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
所以如果我们一直把一些不正当的罪恶感萦绕在我们心中呢，我们就产生焦虑、不安全感，还有悲伤。
And remember, conviction from God is always very specific. We know exactly what it is.
有些事情我没有注意到，如果你犯了错以后，神会很具体的告诉你，你到底错在什么地方。
Wrong guilt is a general feeling.
但是一个不正常、不正当的罪疚感呢，那是出于魔鬼，它通常呢，是一般性的。
And it's a tool of Satan that makes us feel condemned.
其实是撒旦一个工具，让我们才能想到我们是一个被判刑那种的不好的感觉。
So when we believe Satan's lies, a sense of unworthiness hangs over us and prevents us from being our very best for God. It separates us.
那么如果我们相信魔鬼的谎言的话，有什么后果呢？就是第一，有一个心中有一个自己觉得没有价值的感觉，这种挥不去的感觉，还有防止我们把我们生命当中最好的献给神。
Other times we may feel a sense of wrong guilt, even when we haven't done anything wrong.
但是有一种罪疚感呢，其实是这个假象，我们没有做了什么事错的事情，但是我们却不断的有这种的感觉。
Childhood abuse.
那么这个并不是没有原因，有时候可能一些人在童年的时候被虐待。
Tragic accidents.
可能碰到一些非常悲惨的意外。
Past failures.
或者说他有过去的失败。
And falling short of our best expectations.
有时候我们有一些假象，好像我们总是达不到我们一些期望。
These are causes of false guilt.
这种呢,
and though we are not to blame, we condemn ourselves to a life of misery and condemnation and separation from everything around us.
其实这种是一个错误的感觉，但是我们的自责呢，好像觉得这个是命运的注定，是个神的惩罚，好像觉得认罪也没有用，神也不会赦免我，这种的没有被释放那种感觉。
This can lead people to believe that God is punishing them.
而且才能想到神在不断的在惩罚我。
No matter how many times we confess, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, it is never enough. We can't accept the forgiveness because of the wrong guilt.
但是我们才能说神啊，赦免我，赦免我，赦免我。但是我们总是不相信神已经赦免了你了。
We choose to believe a lie about ourselves.
其实是我们是选择去相信一些谎言，不相信上帝。
So what are the consequences of guilt?
那么这些罪恶感到底有什么后果呢？
True guilt, bad guilt, and wrong guilt.
那么我们将刚刚提到一种真的罪疚感，一种的坏的罪疚感，一种是假的罪疚感。
Yes, they all produce the same feelings and the same effect.
你叫他什么，他们都会产生一种同样的效应，同样的感觉。
Let's look at what happens when we hold on to guilt.
那么我们就先想一下，如果我们把我们的罪恶感不去解决它的问题，而且去常常去抓住它，那对我们的生命有什么影响呢？
We may develop a fear of being rejected by God.
首先，我们心中有恐惧，常常觉得上帝不接纳我。
Our enemy Satan wants us to feel that we are in danger of God's judgment.
魔鬼就刚刚提醒我们啊，你在神当中是在被审判当中。那么我们跟神的关系就变成一个害怕的关系。
His goal is to keep us living in fear, in doubt, and in self-condemnation.
那么撒旦所要达到的目的就是让我们常常活在一个惧怕、疑惑跟自责的当中。
Fear and faith cannot live in the same house.
但是这个害怕跟信心是一个水火不容的事情。
Again, fear and faith cannot live in the same house. Which master will we serve?
换句话说，这个害怕跟信心不能同时住在一个房间里面。如果是的话，我们就会问，到底这个房间的主人是谁呢？
Secondly, we can have feelings of anxiety when we hold on to guilt.
当我们把这个忧郁这个罪恶感不放下来的时候，不对付的话，我们就产生一种强烈的忧虑感。
Guilt and worry work together.
那么这个罪疚感跟忧虑其实是狼狈为奸，产生一种悲惨可怜兮兮的光景。
And they make us miserable.
让我们能够整天活在一个不安的当中。
We take on a driven personality.
那么另外一种呢，就是如果我们把这个罪疚感不处理的话，我们会产生一种被逼迫的感觉。
Often people will work non-stop to overcome the feelings of inadequacy and their burden of guilt.
有些人就用不停的工作，沉醉在他的工作里面。
They are driven into a deadly performance trap.
结果呢，他们总是要想，他们要出人头地，结果自己落在一个陷阱里面。
God's affirmation does not live there.
神对他的肯定好像不再活在他的生命的当中。
Because God looks at who we are, not what we do.
因为神看我们乃是看成他眼中的同人，看我们是谁，不是要注意到我们所做的事情。
We may have a divided mind.
那么另外一种呢，就是这种罪恶感呢，使到我们分心不专心。
Our guilt affects our ability to focus and move towards God because we have the guilt. We are split.
罪恶感，我们的思想好像在那里有分裂的一样，不能专心，而且让我们不能进入神的爱中。
Decreased energy.
另外一种呢，就是一个体力心灵的软弱。
Persistent guilt drains us.
其实这个持续不善的内疚感呢，会使到我们这个人呢精疲力竭。
And we can wake up feeling exhausted before our day even begins.
虽然你每天晚上睡觉，但是起来的时候还是觉得非常的疲惫。
Guilt also brings on a sense of self-punishment.
内疚感而且会带来一种自我的惩罚。
We may believe that we don't deserve anything good, that we deserve to be disciplined by God.
好像常常有个感觉，神给我们这种感觉，那是我们罪有应得，忘记了他的恩典和慈爱。
And when we live like this, we always miss God's offer of mercy and grace.
如果我们继续在这种光景活下去的时候，上帝的爱，上帝的慈爱，就不能够实现在我们的心中思想当中。
Amen. Insecurity.
另外一种罪疚感让我们缺乏这个安全感。
Guilt prevents us from enjoying God's protection, His love, and His provision.
神的心意乃是要我们享受他的保护、他的爱、他的供应，但是这些罪疚感就让我们失去这种的享受。
Hindered prayer.
然后罪疚感防止我们跟神密切的祷告与交通。
Our prayers are not effective because Satan is reminding us of our past.
因为撒旦总是用我们过去的过犯来困扰我们，叫我们认为神不会听我们的祷告。
He wants us to believe that God will never hear our prayers.
当我们认为神不听我们祷告的时候，我们就不会祷告了。
Yes. Or answer our requests.
而且也相信神也不再听答应应允我们的祷告了。
Long-lasting guilt blocks our relationship with the Lord.
一个长期的内疚感，如果问题没有被解决的话，它会阻止我们与神一个美好的交通的，使到它这个交通断绝。
It prevents us from hearing God's voice because we always feel something is in the way between us and God, and we're not worthy of approaching His throne of grace.
那么这种感觉呢，就好像封锁了我们跟神的交通，他的声音也被阻塞，自己也觉得不配能够来到神宝贵的施恩座前。
Depression.
另外就是沮丧。
It causes anger.
内疚的问题一天不解决，我们就会有失望、愤怒。
And despair.
还有一种失望。
And it is a dark cloud.
好像整个灵魂被黑云密布。
That surrounds us and carries heavy penalties to our soul.
我们的灵魂就背负一个刑罚的重担。
We have feelings of unworthiness.
那么令罪疚感没有被解决，我们还有一个不好的现象，就是直到我们觉得人生没有价值。
We forget how valuable we are.
我们有自卑，忘记了我们在神面前是何等的宝贝。
Because we're not able to receive the forgiveness.
因为我们因着这次罪疚感，使到我们不能接受他的赦免。
We become not valuable to God in our minds.
那么在我们的脑海中就变成一个没有在神面前没有价值的人。
Shame.
然后羞愧感。
We should feel bad when we disobey God, but it's not appropriate if we're suffering from bad, wrong, or false guilt.
那么这个羞愧感并不是完全不好的。有时候我们犯罪以后有这种羞愧，是使到我们去认罪。但是如果我们处理不正当的时候呢，这种的感觉呢，就让我们好像抬不起头来。
Guilt is a feeling of doing something wrong, but shame is not a feeling, but we believe we have become something wrong.
所以这个罪疚感呢，就常常认为我们有错误，而且产生一个羞愧。
Unresolved guilt always leads to shame.
因此，这种的罪疚感呢，就让我们长期处在一个羞愧的光景当中。
Strained relationships.
那罪疚感也让我们的人际关系产生了一个紧张的局面。
The need to cover up our sin and the failure that we have in our lives prevents us from having loving and open relationships with others. We fear that they may find out who we really are.
有时候我们怕人家知道我们的真面目，我们掩饰覆盖，就这样子的就难以建立一个爱与坦诚的人际关系。
And finally,physical illness.
最后我们会产生身体的软弱，甚至疾病。
Sustained guilt and stress takes a toll on our bodies.
持久的罪疚感产生我们身心交瘁，百病丛生。
We can develop sicknesses such as mental illness, cardiac disease, intestinal disease, and more.
最普遍的一种身体上的病状就是精神病、心脏病，而且肠胃病。
In closing, no matter what the source of your grief may be,
那么今天的结论就是，无论这种罪疚感的原因是在哪里
，release is possible.
这个悲伤、哀痛这种的感觉是可以被释放的。
It all begins when we understand what happened at the cross.
那么这个被释放的起步点是在哪里呢？就是在十字架上。
The substitutionary death of Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin.
这个耶稣为我们的罪的缘故，带我们死在十字架上，还清了罪债，接受了。
When you accept His
接纳了我们。
Excuse me. When you accept his offer, your past, your present, and your future sins are forgiven forever. They are as no more.
但是这个好消息就是，当我们接受耶稣基督的时候， 我们过去、现在、将来的一切罪都得以赦免。
There is nothing more that we can do.
更好的消息就是我们不需要做任何的事情。
Romans 8:1 tells us there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the Spirit of life set me free.
那么有一句很宝贝的圣经，就是在罗马书第八章第一节，如今那些在耶稣基督里的人就不再定罪了，因为圣灵已经释放了我们。
From that point, you must honestly and truthfully deal with guilt by determining the source of the guilt.
那么这个如今这两个字就代表从这个时刻开始呢，我们应该以诚实、真诚来面对内疚的原因。
The true source of your guilt is the beginning of change.
其实这个内疚就是我们一个改变的开始。
If you have sinned, confess it to Jesus. Repent of your sin and turn away from it.
如果我们犯罪以后，圣经告诉我们，我们首先要认罪，然后悔改，然后又离开罪。
Then on the basis of what Jesus did on the cross, you must receive his forgiveness. You must.
这个宝贵的应许就是，因为耶稣基督在十字架上所做的一切的功，我们的罪必蒙赦免。
I'm not talking about knowing his forgiveness.
那么我不是要你知道这个赦免的意义。
I'm talking about receiving his forgiveness.
那是更重要的，我们要从心中接受他的赦免。
Make the decision to allow God's grace and mercy to wash over the Holy Spirit within you.
我们要决定让神的恩典、怜悯抹着你内疚的圣灵。
We must make a choice in our life.
我们必须要做一个选择。
Will we be a victor or a victim?
我们要做一个得胜者呢，还是做一个失败者呢？
And even though consequences remain, there is no longer any reason to hold on to your guilt.
虽然我们认罪，但是我们必须了解一个事实，就是罪的后果呢可能仍然存在，但是它不再成为罪疚的困扰的原因。
Share your experience of freedom through the forgiveness that Christ has given you.
另外一个最好的医治心灵医治的办法，就是与人家分享你被赦免的经历，那种所得的自由，这种的分享就成为一个你罪疚里面奴役你的一种释放。
Only then can they break the chains and find the same freedom that you found through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那么这种的分享呢，也能够使到你的朋友，使到你被分享的人呢，能够同样的享受到基督里面的释放。
I want to play a song for you, and it is in English. I hope that many will be able to understand it here. But listen to the words about God's healing rain.
现在我要唱一首诗歌给你们听。
Bow your heads and pray.
Healing rain is coming down. Is coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong. It's bringing mercy.Healing
感谢我们的天父。
We thank you, Lord, for the healing rain that you've brought into our lives. And
谢谢你把这种医治的能力带到我们生命的当中。
I think of the healing rain that came into my life 20 years ago, where I was an addicted man living homelessly.
你这种赦免的主权20年前来到我们的生命当中，以前我是吸毒的。
And I didn't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
那个时候我不认识我的救主耶稣基督。
My false guilt kept me trapped.
但是这种假的内疚感让我们陷在一个困境当中。
For 40 years.
一直有40年之久。
Receive God's healing rain today.
让我们能够接受耶稣基督给我们医治的一种主权。
His grace is sufficient.
因为他的恩典是够我们用。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
And so, Father,
天父,
we thank you that you offer me freedom from false guilt and that you love me unconditionally.
你无条件的爱我，也把我再次不受假内疚的捆绑。
What a wonderful and comforting assurance.
这个是何等奇妙，而且是一个令人欣慰的一种保证。
As a result of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, I can never lose my relationship with God.
因为耶稣为我死在十字架上，我与主的爱与他的关系是永不分离。
Your love for me is eternal.
因为你的爱是永恒的。
Thank you for being faithful to forgive my sins and for cleansing me of my unrighteousness.
谢谢主能够赦免我们的罪，洗净了我们一切的我的一切的不义。
When I feel false guilt, Lord, please help me to understand where it comes from. And its cause, so that it can be removed.
当我有这种不真实的罪疚感的时候，求主给我们明白，也让我有这个分辨的能力，好叫它能够被消除在我们的生命当中。
Help me to know immediately when I have strayed from your path and from your will.
马上让我知道，当我偏离你的旨意的时候，好叫我能够有机会回转。
And turn me back to the path that you have chosen for me.
让我们能够悔改，也被接纳。
Today I choose to believe in your full forgiveness, Lord, despite what I may feel.
主啊，我愿意接受你给我们的一些恩典，也知道相信你一定会赦免我。
The transformation begins with a renewing of my mind, Lord.
心意的更新乃是始于。求主更新我们的思想。
Renew me, O Lord.
主啊，求你帮助。
Help me to accept the consequences of my rebellion against you with your grace and your understanding.
也让我能够愿意接受我犯罪所引起的后果，好叫我能够以恩慈跟聪明去接受那个不顺服所带来的光景。
Father, I know you can work all things for the good of those who love you and are called according to your good purpose.
父啊，我知道你能使万事互相效力，叫爱你的人，就是那些照你旨意被造的人，能够得到益处。
Therefore, Lord, I pray that you help me to learn from my mistakes and work through me to warn others of the dangers of sin and separation from you.
主耶稣，求你帮助我从错误当中学习，并且让我能够成为别人的帮助，好叫他们不再陷入罪的困境危险当中。
Please help me to be an instrument of your peace.
让我成为和平的使者。
Where others will be drawn to Jesus Christ.
好叫别人能够因着我的悔改的见证，能够亲近我们的救主基督。
We thank you. For our lives, And that you are there for us, Lord.
谢谢你赐给我们的生命。
And we humbly bow our hearts to you.
我们谦卑地在你面前，奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray.
我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.